this morning we talked about the importance of the first period, the first goal, and it seems like, you know, obviously the team that scored first has won, but it seems like you draw them out from that trap system when you guys do take the lead, and kind of it opens things up and drag them into the fight. Is how important is that, I guess, moving forward in these last couple games?
Yeah, it's always so much easier to play when you have the lead. They have to open things up, and obviously the way we play, we love it when another team opens things up and just gives our guys a little more room. But, you know, I think our guys were very disciplined on entering the into the offensive zone. We had a plan. We executed. And, you know, it wasn't just one or two guys. It was a five guys committed, connected when they were on the ice, and you know, led to a lot of more offensive play for us, and obviously less defensive play.
While you were true to your word, you said yesterday when we landed that Kane's play was going to warrant more minutes. How would you assess his performance tonight?
I was very happy with Evander. I thought he played well on the one he, you know, on the goal, crashes the net, goes off him. Leon and him connected with a goal early in the first period. You know, obviously nice when you see a player show up on the score sheet, but now that's been three games now, he's also been contributing quite a bit physically on the forecheck. And, you know, if I was playing against him, I wouldn't feel comfortable being out on the ice with Evander just because how physical he is. And, he's been helping our team a lot.
When the game got a little out of hand there, it got a little nasty at times. What did you think of your team's response to that?
I thought they handled it really well. It's, you know, taking some shots and, you know, they're out there fighting and, you know, not going away easily. And, you know, we don't want to get into, you know, injuries or lose our focus. I thought we handled it really well. We're going to finish the 60 minutes and we also want to get ready for the next game. So, you know, I thought we handled it well.
Chris, it's no secret, just to go back to Evander Kane, that he's had a lot of injuries going back to before he even got here. What does it say about him to be able to kind of elevate his game and fight through some of that stuff?
A lot. A lot of things that he's playing with, a lot of discomfort. And anytime a player is playing through a little discomfort, it's a big thing. You can put it aside, but it's on your mind and it's holding you back a little bit. But you knew, wow, what I've heard from my experience, you know, obviously I've watched the NHL playoffs, but I've heard a lot of the coaches and the players talked about how well and Evander has stepped up and played so well in the playoffs, and now I'm experiencing it. I'm seeing him playing, raising his game to another level.
I'm sure you're overstating things a tad this morning when you said one chance is too much for a coach, one chance against, that is. But in all seriousness, how did you feel like you guys defended tonight and just allowing the one?
Early in the game, I thought we played really well. I think that was a lot on the puck play. We were able to enter the zone and spend a little more time in the offensive zone. You know, they had a little more push in the second, even start of the third period. You know, I think they had some strategies on how to beat our defensive play. They had some different looks, and, you know, we'll have to counter that, you know, after we look at as the coaches review the game. But, you know, overall, I was happy. And also, you know, we haven't mentioned, we talked about our defensive play being well, but, you know, Stu was very solid in there. And, you know, if he's not making the saves that he did, then we're not thinking we're acknowledging that we played as well as we did.
Chris, over here. Just, again, with Evander, you know, two things that for me that stood out was, one, kind of turned the other cheek. He got hit by Lizotte. You could see him talking to the officials a couple of times after, but just his discipline to play between the whistles. And then the fourth goal, which he scored, I mean, how that changed momentum back in your favor after they, you know, the crowd went crazy here after the Doughty goal.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. You know, there's a couple times where, you know, you can retaliate and take a penalty. You know, the Zod hit, the open ice hit at the red line. You know, he did get in the fight, but not in a position to retaliate and force us to be shorthanded. And I think with our Evander and our team as a whole, are very focused on what's really important to our team's success, not only at that moment, but in the big picture. And, you know, to answer your question, I thought Evander handled those situations very well.
Chris, I just want to ask.
That's, you know, very important that, you know, he's part of that. I thought he was around the net a lot tonight. And then that the goal, I'm not sure how exactly it started. I remember we recovered a puck behind the net and went kicked back to the point, and, you know, we had a nice shot there. And, of course, he's parked right in front of the goalie where he usually is, and was rewarded with that going off of him.
Looking ahead now, you obviously have a great opportunity to take control of the series going back home. But I just want to ask you about the contributions you're getting from people outside of your top six guys. There seems to be like guys are chipping away for you. And I guess just the importance of that to win a playoff series is to get contributions from Dylan Holloway, Brett Kulak, guys like that.
As good as Leon and Connor are, and they're going to win you a lot of games, but they can't win every game. We need contributions from everybody. And, you know, the other night at home, we had an opportunity to get back in the game on the heroics of Dylan, scoring two very key goals. But we're going to need more of that from our guys. And, you know, those guys who maybe not scoring as often, it's important that they're playing good defensive hockey, but being able to chip in. And we felt that at the trade deadline, we added some players that can give us more depth, especially Adam. Now he's playing with on the first line with McDavid. You know, with Sam Carrick. We got a lot of players who can contribute offensively. So, you know, we're very, very happy with that depth.
Coach, on your scoring tonight, puck passing was superb. Three of your goals came on passes across the crease with very little resistance, pretty much tape to tape. Is that something schematically that you guys have put in, something you've seen on tape, or is that just kind of the flow of the game and the defense that they're playing?
I would like to take credit for that. I would like to say that, yes, that's what we wanted to do, but no, that's just the flow of the game, the players making those plays. And now this morning, I think I was talking about, you know, not overcoaching, not telling players exactly what to do in each situation. And, you know, you give them a little bit of structure, but they need to play. They need to see those opportunities to make those plays. And tonight, that's just the skill and the vision that they had to execute that.
Thank you, Coach.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.